Well, taste of Rashi right at the beginning of the parasha. There are many, many, many Rashis at the beginning that we could talk about for a long time, but we'll just pick the first one and talk about it for a short time. The first pasuk, Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. These are the rules that you should set before them. Rashi comments, Kol makom shenemar eile, pasal at harishonim. Ve'ela mosif al rishonim. Over here it says Ve'ela mishpatim. Normally, if it would have said Eila mishpatim, it would mean that we're separating these mishpatim from what came right beforehand, namely the Ten Commandments and the mitzvot at the end of Yitro about the Mizbeach. Because it says Ve'ela, it's adding on. What's it adding on? Maharishonim misinai, af Eila misinai. Just like the Ten Commandments were given at Sinai, nobody can doubt that. They're literally given from Har Sinai. Also, these mishpatim were also given at Sinai. Rashi makes another comment. These dinim, they don't come right after the Aseret HaDibrot. They're separated from the Aseret HaDibrot with the mitzvot of the Mizbeach, including not going up on steps and building the Mizbeach, etc., etc. Why do the Mishpatim get attached to the mitzvah of Mizbeach? Lamar lacha shetasim Sanhedrin etzal mikdash. Telling you that you should put the Lishkat HaSanhedrin inside of the, basically inside the Mivneh of the Beit HaMikdash, and one of the corners, and one of the sections over there. Once heard in the name of the first Shashiva of Kembe Yavne, Rav Goldwicht, Rav Goldwicht. So he said, the two parts of this Rashi actually connect to each other, and he says, you could ask on each one. You say, Rashi says that the Mishpatim are also Misinai, why would we think they weren't? All the mitzvot were given at Sinai. Later on, we connect the mitzvot of Shemitah. There, they get a special treatment of being connected to Sinai, but all these mitzvot are connected to Sinai. Why would you think that they wouldn't be? Also, Rashi says that you have to put a Sanhedrin next to the Mikdash, next to the Mizbeach, really, because they're connected to it in the Torah. But why? Why do we have to put the Sanhedrin next to the Mizbeach? And he answers with one falsup. He says, people might think, you know, we have chukim, and we have mishpatim, and we have mitzvot. The chukim and the mitzvot, the chukim are things that we don't understand, they're given directly by God. Mishpatim are things that are supposed to remind us of God and events. But mishpatim, those are civil laws. Those are things that we could come up with by ourselves. Every country, every nation comes up with civil laws, with ways of dealing with each other. We might think those things we can handle ourselves. It doesn't need to come from the Torah. The fact that I don't kill, the fact that I don't steal, the fact that adultery is prohibited. These are things that our seichel can understand. We might think those things we have the ability to come up with on our own by ourselves. So this is coming to teach us that no, even the Mishpatim, even the civil laws, they also come from Sinai, and the Sanhedrin has to be next to Mizbeach because its laws, its rulings, have to be informed by the Torah and by the Mizbeach. Shavua Tov.